On Friday, September 6, student Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg recently arrived in New York City by a sailboat. Join Fridays for the Future and other groups working on the student climate strike for September 20th. Outside the UN, we did talk to one of the other student organizers, Spencer Berg. But first, Nancy Romer of the People's Climate Movement and the Professional Staff Congress discusses her experiences and asking a question at the recent CNN Climate Forum.
Shut it down.
If we don't get it.
Shut it down.
What do we want?
Climate justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it.
Shut it down.
If we don't get it.
Shut it down.
If we don't get it.
Shut it down.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
A better world is possible. We are unstoppable. A better world is possible. We are unstoppable. A better world is possible. We are unstoppable. A better world is possible.
Never be divided. The youth united will never be divided. The youth united will never be divided. The youth united will never be divided.
So we're talking with Nancy Romer with the People's Climate Movement and the Professional Staff Congress over at CUNY. She was one of the participants at the CNN climate debate. In fact, got to ask one of the questions. Well, you know, what did you think about the debate? And, you know, what was your question?
Well, the debate in general, I thought it wasn't really a debate. They gave each of the candidates 20 minutes asking them questions and allowing them to make statements. And I thought the format was pretty good. It was exhausting, of course. Who's going to watch, you know, for 6 hours? On the other hand, they did allow the candidates to roll out their ideas. And in the debate format so far, with 2-minute responses at most, you don't really get to hear very much. So I thought the format had a lot going for it, even though it was very trying on the audience.
And your question?
My question was, I said, as a that everybody wants to have a good job, and as a proud unionist, I think everyone should have a good union job, and everyone wants to live in a safe community. So what would you do to ensure good jobs for displaced workers and for communities that are particularly harmed by climate change, particularly communities of color, in your vision of the Green New Deal? And then I illegally added, and do you support the global student strike for climate on September 20th? I stuck in that extra question that I was specifically told not to add, but I did anyway. Buttigieg said, yes, I support the student strike, which is great, and went on about youth, how important they are in this process of transforming our society to save it. And then, you know, he went on vaguely about his plan for a Green New Deal. He did say one thing that I thought was important and interesting, and that was around identity for workers. He said that there are many workers who've been in the fossil fuel industry, sometimes generations in their families. It's an identity, not just a job, and that we'll have to work on creating new identities and advancing their work and their role in creating a renewable energy-based economy. And I thought that was an interesting take. Of course, he didn't say anything about how he was going to do it, but I thought that was interesting.
And your overall impression of the forum, and, you know, did any one particular candidate or candidate stand out as really strong on the climate?
Well, two things. First, the overall format, or the overall presentation and the ideas that were put out. I thought that there was such a great leap forward in terms of the seriousness and the detail with which most of the, really almost all the candidates dealt with climate change. And that was a tremendous change. And I think that both the climate movement and the reality of Mother Nature have moved the debate very significantly to more detail and more progressive outcomes. So I thought that was a big win. Bernie is, hands and shoulders the best one on climate change, and has a real understanding of how you have to stand up to the fossil fuel industry, how you have to create workers' power in that process, how you have to make energy publicly owned, and also that he feels very strongly about having a fund for the global North nations that have caused climate change to contribute to helping the global South make that transition. He was terrific. No, I think that Elizabeth Warren was very good. She's a very good presenter. She doesn't have the detail, and she doesn't have a class analysis. Bernie has a class analysis, so always his instinct is going to go with what's best for the working class. And, I thought he was terrific. But they all made important points, and as a chorus of voices, they were singing a very different tune than they would have been singing a year ago.
And this has been Nancy Roemer.
We will strike September 20. For you, will you strike for us?
We're going to
strike because the waters are rising. We're going to strike because our people are dying. We're going to strike for life and everything we love. We're going to strike for you. Will you strike for us? We're going to strike for you. Will you strike for us?
So next we talk with Spencer Berg, Fridays for Future, New York State. Spencer, what are some of the key demands for the September 20th student climate strike?
One of our first demands is no more fossil fuels. And that connects to our second demand, which is a fair and just transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy to make sure that no one's left behind. And our third demand is to hold polluters accountable. And that means if you are destroying the environment or being irresponsible, you should be held to that standard of as if you were doing it to a person in a way.
So a lot of focus on September 20th, but the student climate strike on this particular one is from the 20th to 27th. So what are some of the other days of action that may be taking place?
So there will be action on September 23rd, which is the day where the UN Climate Summit is actually being held. I don't believe there's any action on September 21st because that's the UN Climate Summit, Youth Climate Summit. I actually am not sure. I cannot tell you. I don't know about the other days. I've been mostly focused on September 20th.
Right. And this, of course, is an ongoing action. Have you been encouraged that the politicians actually are taking any action yet in response to the student climate strikes?
Yes, they have. The Democratic candidates last night, I believe, or it might have been two nights ago, who talked about climate change in their town hall. And a lot of their plans and a lot of what they're saying aligns with what we are demanding. So that's really good to see. We also rallied we demanded that New York City declare a climate emergency, and that was the goal of our past two global strikes, which is May 3rd and May 24th, and we did end up achieving that, making New York City the largest city in the world to declare a climate emergency.
Okay. And Spencer, people want to find out more about Fridays for Future, got a website, Facebook page?
Yes. Our Instagram is fff.nyc, but our website is strikewithus.org. /NYC, and there you'll find all of our information about the strike, our demands, and other stuff like art builds that we're going to be holding and having, and also contact information. Just find everything on our website.
And thank you, Spencer Bird. This has been Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.